Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Palestinians in northern Gaza have been describing heavy Israeli bombardment in the hours after airstrikes killed at least 22 people. The UN peacekeeping force in Lebanon said Saturday that its headquarters in Akoura has again been hit, and hunger warnings have emerged as the UN food program says no food aid has entered northern Gaza since October 1st. Earlier in the week, at a news conference on the sidelines of the ASEAN summit, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there's deep concern about the plight of Gaza's citizens.
For us, this has been a constant area of emphasis, trying to make sure that they're getting the assistance that they desperately need. And we're intensely focused on that question now. I have real concern about the inadequacy of the assistance that's getting to them. This is particularly true in the north, but not exclusively in the north.
AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on Ukrainian military recruiters searching for men who are not registered for military service.
Ukrainian military recruitment officers have raided restaurants, bars, and a concert hall in Kyiv. The officers were reportedly checking military registration documents and detaining men who are not in compliance. Local media reported that officers intercepted men leaving a concert, and some were forcibly detained. It is unusual for such raids to take place in the capital and reflects Ukraine's dire need for fresh recruits. Raids also reportedly took place in clubs and restaurants in other cities. Ukraine has recently intensified its mobilization drive. A new law came into effect specifying that those eligible for military service must input their information in an online system or face penalties. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
This is VOA News. Nearly 2 weeks after Hurricane Helene downed power lines and washed out roads all over the U.S. state of North Carolina's mountains, the roar of gas-powered generators is both unpleasant and essential. Without power, they cannot keep medicines cold, pump well water, recharge their phones, or apply for federal disaster aid. Crews from all over are helping Duke Energy make repairs, but it's been slow in the dense mountain forest. One nonprofit that is helping is the Footprint Project, which is scaling up to supply solar-powered mobile infrastructure from batteries and small generators to solar grids. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democratic presidential nominee, released a letter from her doctor on Saturday that pronounced her in good health and fit for high office, in an effort to draw a contrast with her counterpart, former President Donald Trump. Arthi Vyaparin from Reuters has more.
Harris spoke to reporters before boarding a plane to North Carolina.
And it is clear to me that he and his team do not want the American people to really see what it is that he is doing and whether or not he actually is fit to do the job of being President of the United States.
In a memo distributed by the White House, Harris's doctor said her last physical exam in April was unremarkable and that she maintains an active lifestyle and healthy diet. It noted she suffers from seasonal allergies and sporadic hives, which have been well managed with medications and antihistamine treatment. In a statement, Trump's campaign communications director said that Trump has voluntarily released updates from his personal physician, as well as detailed reports from the medical doctor who treated him after the first assassination attempt.
Pope Francis has faced calls to overturn the Catholic Church's ban on gender-affirming care for transgender people Saturday when he held talks in his private guest house with LGBTQ activists at the Vatican. VOA's Alexis Strope reports.
The 80-minute meeting included a Catholic sister who works with LGBTQ people, a member of the transgender community, and a U.S. medical doctor who helps run a clinic providing gender-affirming hormonal care for adults. Michael Sennett, a transgender man from Boston, was at the meeting.
The one message I really wanted to share with Pope Francis was about the joy that I have being a transgender Catholic person. And the joy that I get from hormone replacement therapy and the surgeries that I've had that make me feel comfortable in my body.
The meeting comes 6 months after the Vatican's doctrinal office firmly rejected gender-affirming care, saying it risks threatening the unique dignity the person has received from the moment of conception. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.